What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
So here is how the match works in round one. 10 questions will emerge from 10 different corners of the Schmodown universe. Each question is worth 1 point. You have 15 seconds to write down your best attempt at an answer. Please remember, it's a team's match, but round one, individual exercise of knowledge. You may not rely on the strength of your teammate to get a correct answer. Each team has 3 repeats you may use throughout the duration of the 3-round match. So use a repeat, but use it wisely.
All right, lady and gentlemen, your first category is in remakes and reboots. Your question is, Carl Urban is a law enforcer with the power of judge, jury, and executioner in a metropolis known as Mega City 1 in what 2012 film?
I think we'll ever get to that point in society where we just have boring names for cities.
Mega City 1, Mega City 2, Mega City 33.
I live on 7, it's great.
Okay.
5, 4. 3, 2, 1. Pens down, and let's go to Gold Leader.
Perfectly describes my feelings being here. Dread.
You're welcome. And the Barbarian.
We also said Dread.
Him and Elvis said Dread. Janine the Machine.
Dread.
And for the very first question answer in Schmodown history, the database.
Dread.
Dread, and a nice little song there, too. Got an artist on our hands.
All right.
And that is in the category of sports films. And here's the question. Which of the following baseball movies did Kevin Costner not appear in? Bull Durham, Field of Dreams, Major League, or For Love of the Game? I kind of like these questions.
Who's
like,
not?
Yeah.
Something. Yeah, those question writers.
They're really crafty.
Shaking it up. Yep. They're doing good.
5.
Breaking out multiple choice for the rookie.
3, 2. 1. Pens down, and we're going to start with the system and the database.
Major League.
Major League is correct, and Janine?
Major League.
How about Barbarian?
Major League.
And Gold Leader.
Major League.
But it's not a Star Wars movie.
Your next category is crime movies. Who plays Albert Sparma, a suspect in a string of serial murders that Denzel Washington is helping investigate in 2021's The Little Things?
At Denzel.
Oh.
Quite a resume.
Could watch him in anything.
You got a favorite Denzel picture of all time?
Malcolm X. You really can't top that.
It should have won the Oscar.
Oh, absolutely.
4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down. Let's go to Barbarian first.
The best Joker, Jared Leto.
Oh, we'll give you a point for the correct answer. Gold Leader.
I put Ethan Hawke.
And that is incorrect, so let's go to Janine.
Jared Leto.
Is correct, and the database.
Jared Leto.
Is.
First blood.
One. Your next category is the 2010s. The question, which of the following actors does not appear in The Expendables 3? Harrison Ford, Antonio Banderas, Glenn Powell, or Bruce Willis? Yeah, I like these movies.
I get them all confused.
I don't know if this question
would have been very good for me.
It's one long movie. I'll give you that. But wow, they have a lot of stupid fun. A lot of popcorn consumed.
Absolutely.
A lot of calories. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down. Let's go to the system and the database.
Bruce Willis.
Is correct.
He's impressive so far.
Stuff. The machine?
I had Antonio Banderas.
Had Antonio Banderas. Okay. And so let's go to the Barbarian.
He was too busy recording another hit album, Bruce Willis.
Bruno is correct. And Gold Leader.
I put Glenn Powell.
Put Glenn Powell, okay.
Is that how you spell it?
Question number 5 is in the category of directors. Who directed the films Undercover Brother, Space Jam, A New Legacy, and The Best Man.
You know, it's funny, as I was talking about all the calories, I'm going to say a member, I'm not going to say who, snuck under the camera as I was saying that with a bag of Doritos.
This is why this is the good job.
They looked good. I haven't had those in forever. Five, four, guess who it was at home? Three, two, one. Pens down, and we're going to start here with the exclusives and gold leader.
It'll be George Lucas.
I don't think that he directed.
He's on brand.
Features. Somebody's got to shake old leader and remind him where he is. How about the Barbarian?
Is very close to his answer, Malcolm D. Lee.
They're one and the same, practically. That is correct. That is correct, but only 1 point for the team. How about Janine?
Malcolm D. Lee.
And the database.
Very close to her answer, Malcolm D. Lee.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah. Well
done. New releases, and the question therein, what 2021 horror film follows Madison Lake Mitchell, played by Annabelle Wallace, who begins having terrifying visions of people being murdered?
Yikes. That's why I don't like horror movies.
Are you not a, because I know Clark Wolf, big, big horror.
One of the many reasons why we made a very good partnership.
She took care of business.
She had horror, number. She had Sandy B.
Yeah,
it was good.
And she's doing great. We love you, Clark. Five, four, three, two, and a one. Let's start with the system and Janine.
Malignant.
It's a fun movie, too. Database.
I'm Malignant.
The Database had it. All those zeros and ones worked out. Gold leader.
Last Night in Soho.
Is incorrect. How about Barbarian?
It's Kaiser's nickname, Malignant.
I can go with that.
Not a bad shot.
All right, so it is 11-8.
All right, your next question comes in the category of LGBTQ plus films. What Ghostbusters 2016 actress was nominated for Best Actress at the 2019 Academy Awards for her role as Lee Israel in the film Can You Ever Forgive Me?
All right, so out there writing down. We're looking for the exclusives. And, you know, you talk about the Finstock Exchange. What a run they had with the rookies last year. Can their sophomore effort be as good?
Never count out Gucci.
Five.
He won't let you.
Four. Much as we tried. Mm-hmm. Three, two, one. Pens down, and let's start with Barbarian.
Should have won Melissa McCarthy.
And gold leader.
I really wanted to write Melissa McBride, but I wrote Melissa McCarthy instead.
You got that one right. Okay. There it is. And database.
Melissa McCarthy.
And Janine.
Melissa McCarthy.
Okay, everybody had that. In which popular comedy will you hear Jeff Daniels say, she gave me a bunch of crap about me not listening to her or something. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention.
You read that very well. I think you know this movie.
It still gets a laugh. It's a good, good line. All right, so we see some scribbling. See some correct answers. Five. Four. Confidence. Three, two. Oh, there is the repeat
for
gold leader. Oh. Categories movie quotes. Right. In which popular comedy will you hear Jeff Daniels say, she gave me a bunch of crap about me not listening to her or something. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention. I'm kind of glad he used a repeat.
You really wanted another shot at it. I see.
Yeah.
Yep. Some questions are just fun to say.
It's the little things.
Mm-hmm.
Much like that Denzel movie, right? Okay, so we're counting down here in five, four, three, two, one. Pens down, and now we will go to the system first with the database.
Dumb and Dumber.
Is correct. Janine the Machine.
Dumb and Dumber.
Also had a Barbarian.
Dumb and Dumber.
Four in a row.
I had Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, gold leader, that
somebody's going with a fake out. Your category is musicians in film.
I like that.
I bet you do. What famed rock and roll musician appeared in the films Wayne's World, Spice World, and Fight Club?
There's always a big debate between Harloff and I in the early days when we started that, like, scores and soundtracks.
Mm-hmm.
I would always lean toward the soundtracks, and he would always lean towards the scores.
I'm a score person myself.
Yeah. You listen to him in the car like he does?
Yep.
Five, four. I'll make you a mixtape. Three.
Aww. We're back in the 90s.
One, pens down. Let's go to gold leader.
Would that be Meatloaf?
It would be, like a bat out of hell. Barbarian.
Rest in peace, Meatloaf.
And Janine the Machine.
Meatloaf.
And the database.
Meatloaf.
They all knew Meatloaf.
They did.
Categories animated movies. And the question, which animated Disney film features the songs Once Upon a Time in New York City and Streets of Gold.
A little bit of Scores of Soundtracks mixed in with that animated question.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure he has to listen to some Disney tunes from time to time. Mm-hmm. Bar with toting around the little tykes. Five. Four. Molly prefers Van Halen. Three.
Of course she does.
Two. One. Pens down. Pens down, gold leader, and we go to the database first.
Oliver and Company.
That's a perfect round one for the debut of the database.
Well done.
Representing the system, Janine the Machine.
Oliver and Company.
Is correct. And with gold leader, did you have it?
I was going to write Hamilton as a joke answer, but I only got Hamill.
Mark Hamill is incorrect for the Star Wars fan, and Barbarian for the perfect round.
I just had Oliver and Company.
That's correct.
Good. Bubba.
All right. Your bonus question is, which film from director Kevin Smith features Ralph Garman, Michael Parks, John Goodman, and Stephen Root?
All right. So just a nice little practice question for Gold Leader and Janine as they prepare for round two. Looking for 11 points in this round for Barbarian and Database. Five, four, three, two, one. Pens down. Let's go to Elvis's friend, the Barbarian.
My ink says it all. Red State.
And the database.
I got it.
Database didn't have
it. Okay.
All right. So now we head to the wheel round. Wait until you see the wheel. There's a lot of wild stuff on there. To spin the wheel, it's going to be the option of the system, whether they want to spin first or defer. The questions were 2 points in this round, 5 questions per team. The team may consult with each other for each and every question. Okay. I don't know if he's seen season one. Here we go. Round
Elvis says A24, but I'm going to pick Star Wars.
Okay. Elvis, more of an independent.
Who directed Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, and Harrison Ford in The Empire Strikes Back?
I don't think that they know.
There's a lot more talking about this than I thought. Yeah.
Five, four, three, two.
Repeat the question.
No.
All right. That's a that is a repeat.
Wow.
So we are going to repeat the question.
Your question is, who directed Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, and Harrison Ford in The Empire Strikes Back?
Now I think that'd be Irvin Kershner.
That is correct. In Rogue One, what is the color designation of the Starfighter squadron that made it through the shield gate to assist the rebels on the ground?
That would be Blue Squad.
That is correct.
That's the one he doesn't need the repeat for?
Ian McDiarmid portrayed which villain in the Star Wars series?
That would be the great lord himself, Emperor Sheev Palpatine.
Full name. What's the name of the beast that Jabba uses to dispatch his enemies in the Dune Sea and ultimately eats Boba Fett? Who we now know survived.
What?
It would be the Sarlacc.
That is correct. Your final question is, what species is Watto?
Can I say this one? You can say this one.
Five.
He's a Toydarian. My tricks don't work on him, only money.
It looked like the Barbarian really wanted to say that answer, but I think gold.
Yep.
And there is the spin from the database, and it is Frank Capra movies.
Ooh.
Let's pretend to talk about it.
They're going
to
talk this one over. I know Janine the Machine, a fan of the classics.
She is, definitely. And this is where we don't know.
They're going to keep Frank Capra.
All right.
Question number one. Frank Capra directed this 1944 dark comedy in which a man discovers that his two aunts are killing house guests by poisoning them.
And it's a comedy.
Arsenic and Old Lace, final answer.
I can't say I blame the aunts.
No.
That is correct. Which actress won an Oscar for playing the character Ellie Andrews in It Happened One Night?
Claudette Colbert, final answer.
They even gave me a final answer just to seal the deal, and it is correct for 2 more points. In Mr. Deeds Goes to Town, what brass instrument does Mr. Deeds play in his spare time?
That would be a tuba.
I always wanted to play the tuba.
Really?
Never picked it up, never bought one. That is correct for 2 points.
Very impressive.
Which Capra film has the line, "You see, boys forget what their country means by just reading the land of the free in history books. Then they get to be men, and they forget even more." Five.
Four.
Three.
Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Seemed like they were between two movies. They aired on the side of correct. Oh. And that is.
Wow.
Which Oscar-winning actress stars as Apple Annie in the 1961 comedy remake, A Pocket Full of Miracles?
Betty Davis.
Well, after a couple miraculous spins by each team, two perfect round twos. Round three will determine the winner of this match. Each team's going to give us a series of numbers from 1 to 20. Those numbers correspond to mystery categories. Your first question is worth 2 points, the next one, 3. The final question, 5 points. Whoever's in the lead at the end of this round will be declared the winner of the match.
Lori Petty appears in what 1995 film based on a British comic?
Tank Girl?
That is correct.
He likes it.
For 3 points, how many films were theatrically released in the American Pie franchise during the 2000s?
Five.
Two.
That is correct.
Elvis had the answer for the tie. Who directed Denzel Washington in the 2012 film Flight?
Robert Zemeckis.
I love that movie. Big fan of that movie. And that is correct. Dakota Fanning voices the title character in what 2000s animated film from director Henry Selick?
2000 or 2000s?
I did say 2000s.
Okay.
Five. Four.
Coraline?
He didn't need those extra 3 seconds. Wow. That is correct. Yeah. A big
For 5 points, which 1980s sequel features a supporting performances from Peter McNichol, Kurt Fuller, Cheech Marin, and Bobby Brown? A lot of fun names in there.
They have one repeat left again. They would have had two, but we should have had two. Five, four, three.
Repeat the question.
That's your final repeat.
Yeah, we have three. Thought I blew
the last one. Sigh of relief there. Mm-hmm. All right, for 5 points, which 1980s sequel features supporting performances from Peter and McNichol, Kurt Fuller, Cheech Marin, and Bobby Brown?
No repeats left. It all comes down to this. If they hit it, the system will then have some pressure on their shoulders. Five, four.
Ghostbusters 2.
That is correct.
Jack Nicholson received his first Best Actor nomination for what 1970 film? All of their repeats.
That's true.
Talk about this for a while. Five, four, three, two.
Repeat the question.
All right. Category's Oscars, the question. Jack Nicholson received his first Best Actor nomination for what 1970 film? Five, four, three, two.
Repeat the question.
All right, that is their second one. They have one remaining. Category's Oscars. Jack Nicholson received his first Best Actor nomination for what 1970 film? Five, four, three.
Repeat the question.
Two. That's their final repeat. It all comes down to this. The category's Oscars, the question. Jack Nicholson received his first Best Actor nomination for what 1970 film?
All comes down to this. Okay.
Got the tension with the knife. Five, four, three, two.
Five easy pieces.
And your winners!
The system has won it. Outrage. They exhausted all of their repeat opportunities.